It's our privilege to be here again this morning. We think a lot of the Chinese church.
很荣幸今天早上跟大家在一起，我们很想念华人教会。
I want to speak to you this morning on some of God's forgotten mercies.
我今天早上想跟大家讲一下神的被遗忘的恩赐和怜悯。
Sometimes when you are really discouraged because God doesn't seem to be hearing or answering your prayers,
那有些时候呢，你觉得非常的灰心，因为神好像看来并没有回应我的祷告。
During that time, consider this: Have you considered just how merciful the Lord is to us?
那在那样的时候呢，你有没有这样子去思考考虑这样的问题？神到底对我们是有多么的慈爱啊？
Even when we're not even aware of it.
即使我们并没有意识到。
There is so much in the Bible about his mercies. And I'm going to ask my brother to read a couple of the verses.
那在圣经中有非常多的经节讲到了神的慈爱和怜悯，那我就想要给大家先读几句。
Just an emergency breakdown.
这是一个紧急的一个短暂的休整。好，那我 so I read through the verses now.
Yeah.
Okay. Please.以赛亚书63:7，我要照耶和华一切所赐给我们的，提起他的慈爱和美德，并他向以色列家所施的大恩，这恩是照他的连续和丰盛的慈爱赐给他们的。耶利米哀歌3:22-23，我们不至消灭，是出于耶和华诸般的慈爱，是因他的怜悯不至断绝。每早晨，这都是新的。你的诚实极其广大。
And there are so many more that we don't have time to read.
那在圣经中有更多的这样章节，我们没有时间去读它们。
But I would like this morning to highlight several of His mercies to us that maybe we don't always think about.
那我今天早上呢，就是想强调一些神给我们的一些慈爱。那我们有些可能还平时没怎么想到过。
The first one is this. He extends his mercies both on the just and on the unjust.
第一点就是这样，他向不仅向义人，也向不义的人施展他的慈爱。
Jesus said in Matthew 5:45, he causes his son.That's S-U-N. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and on the good.
那在耶稣在马太福音5:45里面讲到，神让日头照好人也照歹人。
And sends rain on the just and on the unjust.
他让雨洒给义人也洒给不义的人。
So many times, when we see the word rain here, we think of it as hard and disastrous things which happen.
那很多的时候呢，我们看到了雨这个词的时候，我们可能会想到困难或者是灾难性的事情发生了。
And sometimes God does send hard rains.
那有些时候呢，神真的就会赐下困难的雨水。
But here.Jesus uses rain as one of his mercies, and that he sends these mercies on the just and on the unjust.
但是在这里呢，耶稣用这个雨水来表示他的慈爱。那他把慈爱施给义人，也施给不义的人。
God is merciful to both, and sometimes things do happen to both groups.But sometimes, just go ahead.
那在这里呢，神把这个慈爱施给义人，也施给不义的人，这两组人他都施慈爱。
Yes, there have been rains which were as punishment, even in the Bible.
那确实呢，在即使是在圣经里面，雨水有时候也是表示是惩罚的。
The most obvious is when God sent the flood when Noah was alive.
最明显的就是在挪亚活着的时候，他赐下了就是发了一个大洪水。
That was not a blessing. That was a curse. That was punishment.
那不是祝福，那个时候是一个诅咒和惩罚。
But the rains that Jesus is talking about here are rains of mercy, whether it's on the good or on the bad.
那耶稣在这里讲到的雨水呢，实际上是讲的是神的慈爱，不管是给好人和坏人。
So I say, isn't God loving? He even sends things to the unjust as well as to the just, like us, of course.
所以神难道说不能说他是慈爱的吗？他不仅把慈爱是给像我们这样的好人，同时也给不义的人。
So never forget, when Jesus said this, he's talking about blessings and mercies on the just and the unjust.
所以，请大家不要忘记，当耶稣基督讲这个慈爱的时候，他讲的是就给义人，不只给义人，也给不义的人。
Okay, that's the first mercy that I want to mention. The second one is,He has watched over our lives many times through His angels.
那当时，这是我想讲的神的第一个慈爱。第二个我想强调的是，神用他的天使来看顾我们的生活、生命。
And I might add that at times when we were completely unaware that it was an angel. How many of you have seen an angel?
那我想讲一些我的例子，就是我们其实根本就也许没有意识到，完全意识到那是来自于神的天使。那你们当中有哪些人真的见过天使呢？
Have you ever seen an angel to deliver you and rescue you when you were having a hard time?
那你们中间有没有多少人在遇到困难的时候，真正的见到天使来帮助你们，来拯救你们的？
Just because you didn't see them, just because you didn't recognize them,does not mean that they were not present.
不能说只是因为你没有看到他们，并且没有认得他们，而只是说他们就说他们不存在。
Let me give you an account of what I call angelic mercies from our lives, my wife and me.
那我就给你们讲一个我自己和我太太的自己亲身经历的故事，讲到了这个天使的帮助。
My wife and I were visiting friends on Long Island, New York, when we were on furlough from our mission field.
那我们在传道的这个旅途当中，我们去拜访了在纽约州长岛的我们的朋友。
And when driving home at about midnight.
那我们在半夜的时候往回家开车的时候
，On the expressway，
没有，在高速上
，We had a flat tire，
我们的轮胎扁了。
It wasn't our car. We weren't used to it that much, but we had a flat tire in heavy traffic.
我们那个不是我们的车，那在这个交通呢也没有什么车来车往的。
And we were in the wrong lane.
我们还开到了一个错的这个方向上。
But the Lord, through His angels, I believe, helped us get with a flat tire to get over in the right lane and finally off on the shoulder.
那我相信是神赐下天使来帮助我们修好了这个扁的轮胎，同时也让我们上了正确的这个车行道，然后让我们到了这个车间路肩上能够修车。
And of course, all businesses, all garages that do such things were closed because of the late hour.
对，当然，因为是在那个时候已经很晚了，所以所有修车的车行都关门了。
And we had no equipment to jack the car up and put on a spare.
那我们没有那个设备，就是没有千斤顶，能够把车顶起来，能够把这个备用胎装上，没有这个。
And even if we had.The nuts on the car are so hard to undo that I probably couldn't have done it anyway.
那即使我们有这个千斤顶，那上面那个螺丝也是车轮胎上螺丝非常的紧，可能我自己都没有办法把它松开。
And wondering what to do, a car suddenly stopped and saw our plight, our situation.
那突然之间呢，就有一个车看到我们的情况了之后，就停了下来。
I told them our problem.
我告诉他我们的情况。
So they got out their equipment, and in about 5 or 10 minutes, it was all fixed.
那他们把他们的设备拿出来，然后5到10分钟之内，这个问题就都解决了。
I asked, "How much do I owe you?"
我就问他说，我欠你多少钱？
And the man said, "Is $5 too much?"
那个人就回答说，是不是五块钱是不是特别太多了
？I assured him it was fine.
我相信这个是好的，是没问题的。
And due to the circumstances, we've always believed that maybe this was an angel that God sent along.
在这样的境遇之中呢，我确实的相信这应该就是神派来的天使。
They didn't look like angels, but they sure acted like it.
他们看起来不像，但是他们表现出来行为真的是很像。
And then there was another time.
那还有另外一个时候。
We were swimming in the ocean, when we were in Puerto Rico. Missionaries like to swim too.
那有一次我们在波多黎各的大海海边在游泳，那个传教士都比较喜欢游泳。
And without realizing, the float which my son and I were on kept floating, kept going back out, and we hadn't realized it.
那我当时我和我儿子就没有意识到这个海水的这个海的流向，就把我们推向了推离的海岸。
It was drifting farther from shore, and I was unable to stop it.
那我们被推离了海岸，我也没有办法停止。
And I was scared, and I prayed.
我非常的害怕，我就祷告。
Wouldn't you have?
你们不会吗？
And suddenly, a young man came out of the blue on some kind of a float or something, a craft of some kind, and asked what was wrong.
那就从这个一片的蔚蓝之中呢，就来了一个年轻人，他就驾着一艘小船，然后就问我们有什么问题。
And he pulled us ashore.
他就把我们拉回了海岸。
And before I could say thanks, except to God, he was gone.
他正在我要想跟他说谢谢你，感谢神的时候，他就已经离开了。
And I've always believed that that was an angel that God sent along.
那我就一直相信这就是神派来的一位天使。
But I want to tell you what the Bible says about angels.
那我想告诉你们，圣经里面怎么谈论天使的。
In the book of Hebrews, it says, "Are not all angels ministering spirits sent to serve those who inherit salvation?"
在希伯来书第一章十四节讲，天使岂不都是服役的灵？奉差遣为那将要承受救恩的人效力吗
？And it says in the Psalms, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them.
诗篇37:7讲，耶和华的使者在敬畏他的人四围安营，但搭救他们。
And another one in the Psalms, he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways.
诗篇第91:11讲，因他要为你吩咐他的使者，在你行的一切道路上保护你。
They will lift you up, so you will not strike your foot against the stone.
他们要用手托着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。
And I've read many other situations which people have felt that these were angels delivering them.
那我也读到过，有非常多的情形下。人们都确认这就是天使在帮助他们。
I firmly believe in angelic intervention because of these scriptures.
那因着这些经文，我确确实实的相信，有天使的干预。
To me, this is one of those forgotten mercies that we don't recognize.
对我来说，这就是我们一些常常。被遗忘的神的慈爱中的一点，我们常常遗忘。
is he provides leadership in our lives all the time.
第三点，他在我们的生活当中一直都给我们提供引领。
Even when we don't realize it.
即使我们没有意识到。
Let me give you some examples.
让我给你们一些例子吧。
First of all, from the scripture.
首先是从圣经上来的。
God asked young King Solomon, what do you want me to give you?
神问年轻的所罗门王，你想让我给你什么？
And young Solomon, wisely said, I need wisdom and knowledge to lead this people.
那年轻的所罗门就很智慧地回答说，我需要智慧和知识来管理这些人。
And God gave him that.
那神就给了他智慧。
And he made him the wisest king ever.
那就使得他成为最智慧的国王。
But I noticed that at times he didn't use it very well.
但我也注意到了，他在有生命当中，有时候他并没有很好的使用这个智慧。
And then God called Moses and gave him the ability to deliver Israel from Egypt.
那我也注意到，神给摩西以智慧和带领，能够让他引领以色列人出埃及。
He led Joshua, he helped Joshua lead the people of Israel into Canaan.
他带领帮助约书亚，能够从而带领整个以色列人进入迦南地。
And to conquer and defeat their enemies.
并且能够征服打败他们的敌人。
He gave Noah the ability and the leadership to build the ark.
那他给挪亚以这个领导的能力和领导力能够建造挪亚方舟。
And of course the ark was to save the righteous, which was Noah and his family, and the animals.
那这个挪亚方舟当时就是为了拯救义人，就挪亚和他全家，并且还包括动物。
And he led Abraham to be the father of Israel.
他也带领亚伯拉罕成为以色列的先父。
And he gave Isaiah and the prophets ability to be spiritual leaders.
他给以赛亚圣灵的这个带领，能够成为这个圣灵的领导。
And he led Saul, later known as Paul, to have an experience with God and then to preach to the Gentiles.
那他也能够带领扫罗，后来被大家知道的是保罗，有一个属天的经历，同时能够向外邦人传福音。
You can keep talking a minute. I'm sorry, I can't find my page here. But I know that the Lord leads. I know that the Lord has led my wife and me many times.
那我也知道神主其实带领我妻子和我多次的带领。
When I was in Houghton College, I was planning on being a teacher.
那我在上大学的时候，我计划我想要成为一个老师。
But when some of our young men were having a prayer meeting, the Lord called me to be a pastor.
那当一些年轻人在一起有祷告会的时候呢，神就呼召我去做一个牧师。
I never wanted to be a pastor before, but on that occasion, the Lord turned me around so that from then on, I wanted to be.
那以前呢，我从来没想过要做牧师，但就在那个情形下，神就完全的翻转了我，让我去。
And then when we had been pastoring in Michigan for 17 years, he led us in another direction.
那当我们在密西根州牧会有17年的时候，那他给我们又带领了另外一个方向。
He called us to be missionaries to Puerto Rico.
他呼召我们到波多黎各去做宣教的工作。
I had never wanted to be a missionary before.
我在 死之前从来都没想做一个传道宣教做宣教的工作。
And I thought that since I was over 40 at the time, that I was safe.
那我当时想，我都已经超过四十岁了，我应该在一个安全的地方。
But then a missionary came from Puerto Rico with an appeal for people to come down and help them at Wesleyan Academy.
那在当时就有那个波多黎各来的宣教士就来请求说，希望有宣教士到他们那边去，在卫斯理学院去讲。
And so we were there for 8 years.
所以我们在那边待了八年。
Our children graduated from the academy in Puerto Rico.
那我们的孩子们就在波多黎各的大学毕业。
And so God blessed us in many ways. He called us. He doesn't always do it the same way. He doesn't always say, this is the only time I'm going to call, but we have to keep our ears open. I'm sorry, it's long.
Okay. 那其实神呢并没有说是我这只是唯一的一次呼召你，或者说我永远都是只用相同的方式呼召你，但是我们要一直保持我们的心耳朵打开，能够去倾听神的呼召。
So we know from the scripture, even though we're not always thinking about it, that God leads us.
那我们从圣经上知道神一直是带领我们的，即使是我们没有一直都意识到。
And even he leads us, folks, by opening and closing doors many times.
那他带领我们的方式呢？还有就是经常的给我们开一些门或者关一些门。
Okay, I got one more point here. God not only has these mercies that he does for us, but the last mercy is the one.That he died to save everybody.
那我另外还有最后一点，就是说，他不只是我前面讲的这些慈爱，他最大的慈爱是他为我们每个人都死。
I've been impressed by this story about Jesus when he saw two people pray in the temple.
那我有一个印象非常深刻，就是耶稣他看到在圣殿里面有两个人在祷告。
The first one was the Pharisee.
那第一个人是法利赛人。
He prayed about himself, how good he was, and how much better he was than this lowly publican.
他自己祷告就在吹牛，说自己有多好，多么自我自以为意，远远的好过他旁边的那个税吏。
But the lowly publican, all he said was, "Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner."
那这个这个非常地位低的这个税吏呢，只是非常简单的向神祷告，神啊，请你开恩怜悯我这个罪人。
And God saved this publican. I didn't say Republican. God saved this publican or tax gatherer because they were so often prone to take more than they deserved and got rich off it.
那神也就真正的开恩去拯救了这一个税吏，因为他们这些人其实是。罪恶挺大，他们常常，比应该收的税要多收。
But the important thing is that God saved this sinner.
但最重要的就是说，神拯救了这个罪人。
And I've been thinking, if Saddam Hussein had prayed to be justified, God would have saved him.
那我也在想，如果萨达姆侯赛因他，曾经如果有机会去悔改的话，他应该是能够被神最后称义的。
If Osama bin Laden had prayed for the Lord to justify him, God would have.
那如果说这个本拉登他如果曾经要向神祷告说让神原谅他的话，他应该也能够被神原谅。
If the worst person you can think of, the one you sort of despise and think they're terrible, if they were to ask the Lord to save them, he would do it.
那你能够想到的就是世界上最坏的人嘛，你就是最鄙视最恨的人，他如果也是向神能够祷告说求神能够赦免他，神一样能够拯救他。
And thank God he even saved me. My dad was a minister, but that didn't make me a saint. It was only when I asked the Lord to save me.
那我也感谢神
he did.
我也感谢神能够拯救像我这样的一个人。 那即使我的父亲是一个一个传教士，但是呢，我本身不是，是需要向神祷告，成为他的儿女才是可以的。
So always be aware of those mercies that we sometimes don't recognize, but they're there, and we need to thank God for them every day. There are multitudes of verses in the Bible that talk about it.
所以我们应该真正的去注意到那些在生活当中我们可能都没有想到过，但实际上都是神的恩典。有在圣经中有非常多的经文讲到这一点。
Amen.
Amen.
Are you going to introduce communion?
Yes, I can. Okay. 那现在我们是领圣餐。那请到，请这个司事到前面。
The communion, of course.